Welcome, everyone. Our theme this month is faith and trust. To come to Jesus with our full selves requires an element of faith that he's present and trust that his intentions towards us are loving and good. Think about this. Jesus invites you to come to him just as you are. I invite you to open your hands, close your eyes, and take a moment to offer him all of you, even those parts you choose to remain hidden. He sees them anyway, and he loves you no less. We'll be reading from Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10. As I read this passage, open your heart to hear these profound truths with faith and trust. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Consider the great works of art preserved through the centuries. What does it mean to you that God refers to you as his masterpiece? Sometimes we get so caught up in what lies ahead that we overlook the wonderful things God has in store for us right here and now. How can you embrace the good things he has planned for you in this very moment? As we reread this passage, consider the youth that you know. Do you recognize them as God's masterpieces? Is there one young person that stands out as especially needing to hear this? God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Young people often receive messages that make them feel inadequate and small. How can you encourage them to see that they are truly masterpieces and that a loving God has wonderful plans in store for them. We'll end our time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. Praised for you. Or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.